You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, March 23rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi ho there.
It is Monday.
So is.
Random facts for you.
Okay.
Of course. The largest living thing in the world is a mushroom.
Really?
It's in Oregon, the state, and it's 2.4 miles long.
Wow,
that's some mushroom, right?
That's crazy. A shroom, man.
That is a shroom. Every cat's nose print is unique.
I knew that.
Like a human fingerprint.
Dogs, too.
Oh, that I did not know. I knew about the cats.
Yep.
The charger for a MacBook computer has a tiny computer inside that regulates power flow. And it's about as powerful as the processor in the original Mac computer.
Wow.
And a little plug. Is that
pretty
crazy?
Amazing.
Little power charger. The word matrix comes from the old French word matrice, which means womb, because it's a place where something is embedded and developed, a matrix.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. Out of all of that comes our Who Cares News for this Monday morning. I'm sure there's lots of things going on in the news, right?
Yeah.
No? Maybe?
Well, it's nice to know that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are feeling better.
Are they feeling better?
They're feeling better.
Are they still in Australia or are they on
their
way home? Okay. I understand he was working on an Elvis Presley movie.
Yes.
Not, you know, an old Elvis Presley movie. It's just, you know, Tom Hanks, biopics. That's what he gets now. He's getting work, you know, so that's good for him.
Well, we have so many much more important issues to confront right now.
Oh, yes, we do. Like?
Well, yet somehow there's people who still care about the decade-old feud between Kanye West and Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
I guess the people that are home, you know, they're isolating at home, got nothing better to do.
Yep.
There's better things to do. There are.
Yeah.
But no. So remember in 2016?
Yeah.
When little Kim Kardashian posted Snapchat videos of Kanye talking to Taylor on the phone about his song Famous.
Yeah, I remember that.
To prove that he gave her a heads up and cleared the lines with her?
Yeah.
Well, the full video of the 25-minute phone call
has been
released.
25 minutes. It's Kanye. What do you want? So did they, like, edit the original one?
Because,
you know, really? Really?
Now, if you, for the Taylor doubters, you owe her an apology.
Do we now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What was the real deal?
Well, Taylor's story is that Kanye talked to her about a tongue-in-cheek line.
Right.
About how they still might have sex.
Right.
But she didn't know about the line he added where he said that he made that bitch famous.
Which is worse? I mean, you know, the fact that he said we might still have sex or
that's
we might have
in
sex
itself right
or
there.
Whatever. Or that he made her famous. So she copped to that? Did she knew about it? Or what was the deal?
Now, in Kanye, he revealed the sex line.
Yeah.
Taylor laughs and says she's just glad it wasn't mean.
Sounds like he didn't tell her about the B word.
And then Kanye talks about how, as a friend, he wouldn't want to say
anything about Taylor
without asking her first.
Wait. They're friends? They were friends then? Are you kidding
that's
me?
What he, no, that's what he said. He said, as a friend, he wouldn't want to say anything about Taylor without asking her first.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor says how nice it was that he actually cleared it with her first. But he didn't tell her everything.
So he never mentioned the B word.
Nope.
That he was going to make her famous.
Nope.
All right. Well, we do owe Taylor an apology. I thought she knew.
I don't owe her an apology because I believed her to start with.
You were a believer all along. Huh?
You betcha.
You're a Swiftie. You're a Swiftie.
I kind of am.
You know what I like about her? You've seen her in the Capital One commercials, I think.
Yeah.
She's very herself. I mean, she's a very down-to-earth kind of person, and I don't believe she's like that in real life. I mean, she has had this enormous success since she was 13, and how can she possibly be down-to-earth? Now her point is proven, and I'm pretty sure there'll be all kinds of crap out there on the Twitters, although I'm pretty sure that Kim will say something like, oh, I thought this was all settled before. I mean, you know, what's the big deal?
I thought this was over. We wouldn't want to hurt her.
No. Kanye, making fun.
Whatever.
Hopefully he's apologized, you know, because he's now a man of God.
Oh,
so,
that's true.
You know, he's a man of God, so hopefully he's put this behind him.
Well, he now has the opportunity.
He does.
Now that it's been
raised again. He can make it
again.
Good. He can make it good.
He can
Kanye,
make it good.
We just don't want to hear you talk about it. Just write it out in a tweet. We don't have that much time, man. I'm too busy putting a puzzle together right now. I don't have time to listen to you yak. Well, how come?
The cat.
Oh, you have a cat. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
The cat will not let you do a jigsaw puzzle.
Well,
like
she
you
will.
Do, like you did them at work. You didn't do them at work. You didn't do puzzles at work. When have you? Did you do puzzles at work? You said, I can't do them at home.
Oh, I see that. With jigsaw puzzles, I'm a step up better than I am at crossword puzzles, which is not good.
Not good.
To those who are taking this seriously and self-quarantining.
Yep. Oh, raising a hand.
First, good on you. Because it's real. What's the weirdest or most embarrassing thing you've done since this whole thing began?
I've tried not to do anything embarrassing, to embarrass myself. Anything more than I normally do.
I embarrass myself normally.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need anyone's help.
Yeah, but I don't want it to go any further than that. You know.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, for Kelly Clarkson.
It could go way off the rails.
It could go way off the rails. Now, for Kelly Clarkson, she's fun.
She also is fun.
She is
cool.
Also, I like Kelly Clarkson.
You know, do you believe she's down to earth? Because
I do,
she's been rich since she was 18. So, you know, it's like, I don't know. How down to earth can she
be? I think she's pretty down to earth.
I don't know.
This isn't a down to earth story, but it kind of is.
Okay.
For Kelly Clarkson, it's self-isolating in a cabin in Montana, which sounds idyllic.
It does. And the reason they can is because they got money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's go to Montana. And how small is this cabin? It's not going to be like a one-room cabin. No. There's got to be enough room in there for her ego and everybody else.
And who's bringing them food?
Someone's well, you have food. That delivered. When you are rich, you've got people.
That's true.
You got
to
people
deliver in a small little
that
cabin
can risk life, limb, and the coronavirus to bring you food.
All right. So anyway, okay. It does sound idyllic until one little thing goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly tweeted.
Yeah.
So our plumbing froze up at our little cabin in Montana.
Oh.
And no joke, I just used my toddler's potty. And just like that, I have no pride or shame.
Oh,
each
apparently
day brings
not.
Something I thought I'd never do.
Well, there you go, Kelly. My goodness.
When you gotta
I wonder,
go.
She's probably not doing her show from the cabin like all the late night hosts are doing.
She's doing blurby things.
So she is putting stuff out on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. On one of them she did.
This is going to change the landscape of television even more than it was changed by the DVR. It's going to be this kind of thing. TV, color TV, VHS, DVR, coronavirus. There you go. Television, the history of, in a nutshell. And with that, we will mosey on to our, you know, separate couches. Back with you tomorrow morning with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.